Truth News Network. In a world gone nuts with panic, mis, and disinformation, the deep state insisting on personal quarantine, a shutdown economy, and elections on the way, you need a voice, a calm voice, and some perspective. That voice is named Newman. From the Truth News Network, step up and hear Dan Newman.
I'm calm. I'm going to remain calm during this story, this podcast today. Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? It's great to visit with you. We have a busy day on the way. Don't forget about TNN Live this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. Live streaming radio show complete with your phone calls. You can call in anytime during that show, toll free, 866-378-7884. That's 866-37-TRUTH. We want to share that show with you. But in the meantime, let's get to our story this morning with a one-word title. The title is They. So who are they? The players in this 2020 charade leading up to the ballot box in November. They must be a crowd full of folks with varied backgrounds, goals and objectives, anger, hatred, determination, and agendas. But who are they? Now, I'm not so vain to think I know who all these players are, but isn't it reasonable to think that there is a tremendous number of professional, organized, and structured goals and objectives somewhere in secret, which dozens and maybe hundreds of pawns are heeding that are passed along from someone else? There is too much order to what is being played out to simply be happenstance. So, today, let's do this. Let's start at the bottom and let's build a pyramid. First, laying the bottom and largest layer of foundation stones and work our way to the top. We may not be able to get to the top, who tops it, but I think we'll be able to narrow those options significantly. So let's get started, okay? The stones. First, there must be a master plan. And let's don't complicate it. Let's just assume, and I think safely so, the objective of this operation is to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. No tools deemed necessary will not be available. No processes are taboo in tackling that objective. It must be pretty much anything goes. And doesn't that make much sense with all we've watched roll out in the past 4 years? To make this even worse, and to make it work, the critical stones are broad bases on which the remainder of the process in this pyramid can safely set. So who's first? Why don't we do this? Let's start with Congress. Nothing so difficult as removing a president could possibly be successful without significant numbers of members of Congress. After all, unseating a U.S. president, it must be through impeachment. In this Congress, there has been a plethora of volunteers from even before the 2016 election, and even from the Republican Party. Who can forget the Trump hatred from the late Senator John McCain, Republican from Arizona? You say he would never participate in a plan to dump a president, would he? Well, before we're done today, you'll be saying that quite often. John McCain has been fingered as the culprit who became the conduit for the piece of dirt used to begin this entire removal debacle. Former CIA Director John Brennan used McCain as a pawn to pass along to the James Comey FBI that unverified Steele dossier that was used illegally to instigate the surveillance of Carter Page of the Trump campaign. John McCain despised Donald Trump. Who else in Congress falls in line? Representatives Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters, and at least a dozen other Democrats who were certainly part of the Hillary Clinton dynasty that Trump's election destroyed before it ever got started. There is no doubt they all colluded, at least with each other, to coordinate the evil seed sowing of disinformation throughout the Mueller investigation. Even to this day, Adam Schiff maintains he had then and has now, quote, uncontroverted evidence of Trump collusion with Russia to assist his victory over Clinton in 2016. Was this hatred sufficient to burn the fire of impeachment brightly enough to sink the Trump presidency? Well, no, at least not so far. But it was certainly sufficient to keep the fires burning for 3+ years. And in doing so, their certainty of Trump illegal activity became a plague that ran like diarrhea through the American populace, sowing seeds of doubt and hatred for the president all across the nation. And then in the Senate, there's always been Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York. Schumer has a decades-old personal and business relationship with Donald Trump. And Schumer never cared for the Queen's billionaire. In addition, Chuck works in tandem with his House master, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, to corral all the Democrat senators necessary to fuel the fire of anti-Trumpism that she lights in the House. And numerous senators stand in line in orderly fashion, confirming Schumer's every legislative attack on this president. Of course, Schumer never instigates anything at all. Nancy tells Chuck what to do. They got to be getting together at least by phone every day. There are many more names that have proudly donned the banner of cornerstone of the dump Trump pyramid, and they're each easy to spot. They all look and sound like Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat of California. Each time Adam Schiff breaks wind, Swalwell loudly proclaims, "Excuse me." And then there are those never-Trump bureaucrats. How many of these are befitting the classification with other cornerstones? Probably far too many for us to count. The multitude of lifetime professional D.C. bureaucrats that were holdovers from the previous administration are incalculable. But there certainly are hundreds. And it didn't take much coaxing from the leaders of the left to get them to fall in line with their leaders, push for a job in the Trump administration to support the dump Trump efforts. Many showed their spots unwittingly through the Mueller investigation that through testimonies and subpoenaed documents have been exposed. Chief among those, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, John Brennan, James Clapper, even the three generals and one admiral who a week ago in concerted effort, rebuffed President Trump. And did you know this? In doing that, they each betrayed their oath to the fabric of military leadership, which has always said, if you cannot in good faith adhere to your superior's request in leadership, your sole obligation is to resign your office and keep quiet. Each betrayed their oath of service to this nation. We could continue with a laundry list of bureaucrats, most of whose names you know, but you get the idea of the foundation of this pyramid. So let's move on. How about old government? Here's a cornucopia full of well-known political names that certainly play a role. The list includes each and every leader from the Obama administration, folks like Comey before Trump, Mueller before Trump, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Susan Rice, Samantha Power, Joe Biden, each member of Obama's cabinet in both of his administrations, the leaders of each of the nation's intelligence agencies, with just one exception, Admiral Mike Rogers of the National Security Agency. Why not, Mr. Rogers? Well, Rogers famously and secretly visited the president-elect in Trump Tower. That was to reportedly reveal to Mr. Trump that his campaign offices there were being surveilled by the Obama FBI. And the very next day, Trump moved his complete campaign operation to his country club in New Jersey. How far back does the old government go in this foundation of this pyramid? Well, it certainly included John Kerry, Al Gore, and Obama's senior staff that served him in each of his two administrations. All of them rolled in. We'll stop here revealing the government mafia that primarily are the cornerstones of this dump Trump pyramid. But you get the picture. Almost with no exception, Obama's entire government had obviously prepared to pass the mantle of the new America that Obama thought he was called to usher in to Hillary Clinton. Trump's big fault? He had but one objective for his entire political career: to, as president, create a good and better world for every American. And doing that, He knew he would be required to tear down the Hillary ivory tower that Obama had constructed for her. She never occupied it. And Trump has torn it down. Then there's the Democrat Party. Of course, the Democrat Party leadership has successfully created an environment in which they can, with their minions, using their messengers to disseminate their talking points to their followers. Under Obama, they were kept in line with blackmail messages from the White House, like, if you don't act the way we want you to act, if you don't cover what we say needs to be covered, attack those we say are our enemies, your access to the seat of power in the United States will be cut off permanently. Every Democrat operative, elected official, and every wannabe Democrat candidate has not dared to buck the Democrat Party leadership. Though the party has its own leaders, there's no real power there. Each take their instructions from guess who? Nancy Pelosi herself. Never doubt that she is the power broker of the Democrat Party. Period, folks. And then the messengers. The balance of the tower are a layer upon layer of various media pundits, radio, television, internet news sites, internet liberal talk shows, broadcast and cable mainstream news programs and news reporters, major newspapers online and in print. And this group has worked the plan to perfection, finding ways to coordinate with each other and the cornerstones listed above, and in unified daily fashion drown the American public, not with the truth, but with whatever political narrative of the day was necessary, given to them by the messengers of the Democrat Party, the leftist media. Not going to waste your time talking about how evil are these mainstream media outlets and reporters, editors, publishers, and anchors. You know who they are. And they all dropped any ruse of existing credibility to go public with their Trump hatred. And they are all in for getting rid of him. After all, they've got to have unfettered political access to be able to garner at least enough credibility to sell their wares to potential advertisers. In summary, folks, all that remains is the pyramid headstone. I would love to be able to beat my chest and give you a name or the names of those who comprise that topper of the pyramid. I could tell you who I think these folks are, but that would make this story today too simple, and you'd probably forget about it before you eat dinner tonight. This entire story, folks, it needs to resonate in your mind. It needs to be burned into your heart through Election Day in November. You must figure who is at the top and think through this entire process over and over and over. I will say this. My suspicions have been published here at Truth News Network before. Remember, when the Obamas bought that mansion just blocks from the White House and became the only outgoing presidential family in U.S. history to stay in Washington after leaving office, I told you then, there's some sinister intent for making that move. So, you now know my thought about just one of those pyramid toppers. Who else? Well, here's an assignment for you. You cast your eyes on the political and financial and power landscape today. I'm a researcher, but I'm the first that will always say I don't know it all and I almost always miss something. Here's what I'd like for you to do. Write who you think the top player or players in this are. Send me their names and a paragraph with your reason for your choice or choices. I'm going to put a Truth News Network post together with all the responses, including only first names, so we all can capture a unified picture that may give us some real comfort of who is leading the way in this attempt to destroy President Trump. But more importantly, what they all stand for. Remember this. President Trump has warned every Republican, every conservative, those who voted for him and those who did not. Numerous times he said this, quote, "They're not coming for me. They're coming for you." Believe it or not, they're confident they're going to get him. I've told you for almost 4 years now they would impeach him, which they did. I told you they would continue to go after him, which they have. And if he wins and has a second term, they'll continue to attack him nonstop until he's gone. By the way, they want the destruction of all that you stand for, too. Send your names of those folks via email. It's real simple. dan@truthnewsnet.org. Make it as simple as you want. Just drop a simple email to me. Give us who you think a name or several names might be, and a short paragraph just saying, here's why I think so. And once again, folks, thanks for being here, and thanks even more for simply being a part of this family. One thing we do here, we pray for all of those who are put in authority over us. I did that for President Obama for 8 years. Sometimes I had to bite my upper lip to do it, but I did it because the word tells us to. Period. Pray for them. So I ask you, join me in praying for this president, every member of his administration, and also, folks, pray for the members of Congress, those that support this president and those who don't. Pray for them to get some common sense, all of them, and to govern for the people. And remind them through prayer that they're supposed to govern because the government belongs to the people, not to our representatives. Thanks for being here every day. Love having you be along. And don't miss TNN Live coming up at 9 Central this morning. Can't wait to visit with you then. Until then, have a great morning. And thanks for being a part of Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Doing the job the media just won't do. TNN, the Truth News Network.